USA News. I'm John Schaefer. Pennsylvania State Police believe escaped convict Danilo Cavalcante remains in state. Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens stated in a Sunday news conference, the search has shifted to northern Chester County after Cavalcante eluded a police perimeter and the stolen white van he was using was found.
After an extensive search, the vehicle was discovered abandoned in a field behind a barn in East Nantmeal Township at 10:40 a.m. Investigators have been searching the area around that location since that time.
Cavalcante is now clean-shaven and wearing a light green hoodie. President Biden says he wants China to thrive, emphasizing the importance of adhering to established regulations. He made the remarks during a press conference in Hanoi following his discussions with Vietnamese leaders.
That's what this trip is all about. Having India cooperate much more with the United States, be closer to the United States, Vietnam being closer with the United States, it's not about containing China. It's about having a stable base in the Indo-Pacific.
Biden also acknowledged the challenges facing China's economy. Dr. Anthony Fauci believes a repeat of 2020 is unlikely despite the recent rise in COVID cases.
The chances of this being an overwhelming rush of cases and hospitalizations is probably low. So I think none of us in the public health field are predicting that this is going to be a tsunami of hospitalizations and deaths the way we saw a year or more ago.
On ABC's This Week, he said he doesn't anticipate a new federal mask mandate. And the end may be in sight as Phoenix continues to endure an historic heat wave, with temperatures reaching 111 degrees on Sunday, tying a 1990 record. This marks the 55th day in 2023 where the official reading at Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport has exceeded 110 degrees. However, the excessive heat warning will expire tonight. This is USA News.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced. Call now. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call the Home Warranty Hotline now at 800-239-1876. 800-239-1876. 800-239-1876. That's 800-239-1876.
A recent Berkeley Institute of Governmental Studies poll indicates that despite California's blue state status, there is strong opposition to slavery reparations. Overall, the measure is rejected by a 2-to-1 margin by every demographic except blacks. Only 28% of California voters support cash reparations, while a significant 59% oppose, with 44% expressing strong opposition. Vice President Kamala Harris dismissed GOP presidential candidates' attacks at her as familiar territory.
They're scared that we will win based on the merit of the work that Joe Biden and I and our administration has done.
Speaking on CBS Face the Nation, she addressed concerns about President Biden's age and claimed that she'd be worse than him. The U.S. men's basketball team left the FIBA World Cup in the Philippines without a medal, losing to Canada 127-118 in the bronze medal game. This is only the seventh time in 38 Olympic or World Cup appearances that an American team did not medal. It's the end of an era at TV's longest-running show, NBC's Meet the Press. Host Chuck Todd signed off for the final time, ending his 9-year run.
So that's all for today. Thanks for watching. And for so many years of loyalty to me and to this show. I'm happy to say my colleague Kristen Walker is going to be here next week, because it doesn't matter who sits in this chair. If it's Sunday, it's Meet the Press.
Todd thanked his viewers and his team. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop, Swiffer Power Mop.